Hi, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Jim?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing for the state of Illinois. How's your day going?
Oh, pretty good. How about yours?
My day is not too bad, not too bad. Thank you for asking. You know, actually very well for a Tuesday, of course.
Well, good. Well, but, you know, let's see what we can do. Maybe it'll get better. Who knows? Our both our days might get better.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Tara brought me on the line because I can make things along the lines of being very affordable for you. But before I just start laying the numbers down in front of you, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you?
Well, yeah, a little bit. So I have a Google presence. I mean, you know, I know that I do come up in 61067. I actually come up first.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a very small area.
Correct.
As I was telling Tara, I actually go about 30 to 40 miles around me, so pretty much all of Stevenson and Winnebago County.
Okay.
So she had said that it's month-to-month pricing, but, you know, and the spot is open right now, but what guarantees me that spot, I guess, is my thing, because, you know, you have a lot of competitors, just as
mm-hmm.
I...
Correct, and that's a great question, Jim. Now,
and I get calls several times a day from your competitors.
I hear you. Well, now, Jim, we are a premier Google Channel partner, and we do send over everything in writing. We can prove that to you as well. But if Google uses us using the word guarantee or promise, we can lose our accreditation with Google or partnership, in other words, because Google themselves will never guarantee anything to anybody. The reason they can is because we can give you the exposure and guarantee you the exposure, but we can't guarantee the client that's looking will pick up the phone and actually call you. You know, but
right.
We give you all the, but we've, so that's why we can't guarantee or promise anything, but we did qualify you for our Platinum package. It does have all the tools that Google looks for on a day-to-day basis, and it also has the tools that consumers use in order to help rank you on Google's end and also for consumers to find you. And we do make it very affordable. Now, the pricing is offered on a month-per-month basis as well. There's absolutely no contracts involved or anything that we ask you to fund long-term or annual, but it is a two-month verbal agreement that we start off the services with. And like I said, we've been in business
right.
for 17 years, so the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first two-month time frame. But everything inside of our Platinum package that I'll be going over with you momentarily here is provided to provide you results within that time frame. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
let me ask you a question, if I can.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My season, I you know, this is a seasonal business. I cannot wash in northern Illinois from about the middle of November till about, the middle of April.
That makes sense, okay.
You know, icicles form on my nose while I'm doing it.
Gets pretty cold over there, I understand.
Yeah, it really does, yeah. So my thing would be, you know, if this is a month-to-month deal, and that would work better than for me signing up for like a year, it does mean it really zero good to do much in the way of marketing from the middle of November till at least the 1st of April. I usually start about the 1st of April so that I can start lining up jobs, you know. But I can't do them through the whole winter, you know. And most people really aren't looking for it, to be honest with you. I've done it before, and I just wind up spending money for really nothing.
I hear you. And I'm glad you brought that to my attention. Now, we do work with a lot of other seasonal businesses and that are back east that the ground freezes. You can't do, obviously, they're seasonal businesses. They can't do work. So what we call, what we do is they just let us know that they're going to be, they're going to be putting it on a hold. And we have a seasonal hold is what we call it. That way, once we put you on a seasonal hold, nothing would be unraveled that we've done for you because there's a lot of programming that's involved. So you're still going to have the online presence, but the monthly billing would be suspended. So you wouldn't be paying each and every month that you're on that that seasonal hold.
Right.
So say you're on a seasonal hold and your season starts back up in April, like you were saying, then we can you would let us know, and then we take the seasonal hold off. The monthly billing starts again, and then, you know,
okay,
and then we go from there.
Yeah. You see, that's all right. You're singing the right song so far. Keep going.
Okay, absolutely. Well, I mean, we do make it very affordable. You have the website that's built already. I was looking at it. It's a beautiful website. Now, since we wouldn't have to build you one, I'd be able to implement a pretty heavy discount from what we originally charge. Now, normally, this is the price point that consumers see on our website without any of the discounts implemented. It normally has a price point of $599 with a $299 programming fee. Like I said, there's a lot of programming involved when we're building the website. But since we're not building the website for you, I'm going to be able to reduce the setup fee altogether. I'm going to waive that entirely and reduce the $599 all the way down to just $249. Implementing a bit over a 50% discount for you on top of waiving the setup fee, but that would be out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees involved with that price point, nor surcharges, and like I said, I'd be waiving the setup fee entirely. Now, all of the program details that includes for you, Jim, it's going to be everything inside of our Platinum package, which includes complete Google local optimization setup. You'd be placed under the map, found as a top recommended option inside of your local area. That means calls would come directly to you without you having to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. In addition to that, we would also be doing the same thing for you on the front page of Bing Local as well. Bing's owned by Microsoft. It's the second largest search engine that consumers use next to Google. And then what we would also be providing for your business would be 60 online directories. This is going to help your online presence and help your ranking. Now, we place you on these are the bigger, more popular directories Google indexes on a day-to-day basis in order to help you rank. So the bigger, more popular ones, for example, are like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would also be providing for you is we program your company to show up into the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones and the location's always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we do is mobile optimize your company. That way you appear to show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, any Android, and you also appear to show up from anybody searching from any tablet out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases. Okay.
Okay.
Now, we get you found also, Jim, for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody would go online and they type in any keywords related to a service that you're offering, whether it be like pressure washing near me, you know, concrete cleaning, driveway cleaning, gutter cleaning, exterior power washing, roof washing, any keywords related to a service that you're offering, you would be found as a top recommended option on the front page of Google. Okay, as soon as those phrases are typed in. Now, I do have a question for you, though. Now, I know it would vary, of course, depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, because they do vary, of course, but how many clients do you think we would need to bring you every month in order to offset the cost of the program and make it become profitable for you?
So at $250 a month is what you're saying, correct?
Correct. And it would never go up or change on you.
Okay, so I would need at least 10 clients a month.
Okay. And that's definitely realistic and doable. I mean, I know today is the first day of summer, but there has been a lot of searches that were conducted in the last 30 days. Now, I typed this, just the broad term, pressure washing, and it shows me in the last 30 days how many searches were conducted. I typed it into a 40-mile radius, from Reddit. And it shows me right here that there's been just over 1,000. It shows me 1,004. Now, I don't want to mislead you, Jim, and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 phone calls for pressure washing.
No,
that's just not realistic whatsoever.
No, it's not realistic. No.
Exactly. Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. But it is realistic to tell you that we can put you in front of a percentage of those searches that are being done. And the goal for us over here is to put you in, to get you the 10 clients that you're looking for. And the way that we do that is we go into each individual area and we program your company in the areas where the search is being conducted from. Once we program your company in the areas where the search is being formed, that's going to leave a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search. But I mean, even if we break that down, if we brought you even 1% of that, worst case scenario, of course, but 1% of that would still lead around 10 phone calls towards your company. And what we found out is when the phone calls are coming directly to you by consumers that are out there already in need of a service you offer, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer giving that phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page.
Right. Basically, Tyler, marketing has been one of my greatest issues. Okay. And I'm fairly good at sales. If I can get either on the phone with a customer or in front of a customer, I'm closing, 70 or 80%. And I really, that leads me to believe that I need to raise my price, but in order for me to do that, I have to have more face-to-face or phone calls that I can actually talk to somebody.
Of course.
And that's where I'm running into issues, So as gas prices and, everything is going up, of course, and I'm getting all kinds of leads that are just nothing. I mean, they're zero. They're nothing.
Even if they pan out, you're still paying for those?
Yeah, even if they don't pan out, I'm still paying for them. And so it's ending up costing me 30% or 40% of my sales to even get the job, and that's just not worth it to me. In fact, I called them and fired them because
I don't blame you. That's wasting money.
I'm not working for somebody else. I'm working for myself. What I really need, Tyler, is I really need about 20 to 25 at the most. 20 would be more than sufficient viable leads every month.
If I could get
20 viable leads, out of 1,000 people searching, that seems realistic to me.
Absolutely.
And
that's why I said worst case scenario. If we brought you 1%, that would still lead 10 phone calls, and that's worst case scenario. This is going to lead a lot more phone calls towards your company, amongst others, with all the exposure that we give you. That's just one statistic. Like I said, there's going to be a lot more phone calls that do come towards your company because all the directory submissions, Bing, and obviously the front page of Google is the biggest one.
So here's my thing. Now, so if I try you out for a couple of months, right, and you're not getting the job done, I'm off the hook.
Yes, so that's a great question. There's no cancellation fees or opt-out fees of any kind because there's no contracts. The only thing that we do ask for is a simple cancellation process. It's a phone call 3 days before the next billing would be due or before. That way we can opt you out of the services and you're not billed for the next oncoming month.
Well, I'm good with that. That's fair. Okay.
And then also, we do provide you with a targeted marketing. So I do know that home base for you is in the 61067 zip code, but when it comes to servicing your clients, like I said, you cap it off at the 35 to 40 mile radius, or does it really just depend on the job?
Depends on the job. Most of my business is done in Rockford, Roscoe, Rockton, South Beloit, that neighborhood. I do jobs in Freeport, which is about 13 miles west of me. The others are about 30 miles to 35 miles east of me. That's where most of my clientele and most of my sales happen, to be honest with you.
Gotcha. Okay. And I'm glad you told me that, because with the targeted marketing aspect of the program, We allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. So that's perfect. If you like to stay within those areas, then we can program you into those areas that you like to provide your services in. The reason being is the areas that may be a bit more profitable for you, the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So our goal is to program you into the areas making the most bang for your buck. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that most of the houses that I do are probably in the $150,000 to $300,000 range, give or take.
Understood.
Understood.
Okay, the higher end areas.
The other ones, they're just tire kickers. They're looking for the $99 a job guy, and that's not me. So I don't want to waste my time with them.
I understand that. We're not trying to get you irrelevant phone calls. That's why with the targeting marketing aspect of things, we're going to put you in the areas that you want to be found in. So that's why we allow you to hand select areas. But we know which searches are being performed as well in the higher end areas. So we'll have recommendations for you as well. And then if you want to be programmed to those areas, we'll cross that bridge when it comes with those recommendations.
Sure.
And then also we provide you with the customized tracking and reporting system, Jim. This way you can see everything that we're doing for you. You're going to be able to see the total amount of phone calls that that come directly towards your company. You're going to be able to see zip codes of where these calls are coming to you from. If a client chooses to leave you a review, the dashboard notifies you about that review when it goes live, and it gives you the option of responding to it if you choose to. You can track visits that you're getting to your website. You're going to be able to see a list of all the directories that we placed your company on. You get a list of the areas that we placed your company within, because it's the targeted marketing. And then also you're going to be able to track all of the Google Analytics, like the top ranked keywords that people are searching mostly to find your company. And obviously like a device breakdown of how that consumer looked for you, even whether they searched from like a desktop, a laptop, or they pulled out their cell phone to do a search that way. So, I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is a phenomenal program, but that's why we do offer it here with a 2-month verbal agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first 2-month time frame. But that's what our Platinum package is designed to do for our clients. But, Jim, with all of the services...
And following the 2 months, it's still $249 a month.
Correct, yes. After the $249, it would never go up or change on you. It's always locked in at that discounted rate. It never goes up or changes on you. But with all of the services that are included, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your company, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jim, it's going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. And we are going to be sending you over everything in writing. But before we do that, I just have to verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. So, Jim, what's the best email address to use for you or your business?
Is Jim at SparkleH, as in Henry, G as in George, .com.
Okay, so I have Jim at SparkleHG.com?
Yes.
Okay, and then for the account purposes, what's your last name, Jim?
Jupin, J-U-P-I-N.
Okay, thank you. And then you spell your first name, it's G-I-M, right? Or J-I-M, right?
Well, really it's James. So, J-A-M-E-L.
Okay, we'll still call you Jim. I know. Understood.
Okay. Unless you're mad at me or I'm grounded or something, I, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely call you Jim for the remainder of the time. All right, and then also, we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located. I found the address listed for you as 107 Jefferson Street. Is that a home address, storefront, or is it a business location?
It's a home address, but I work out of my home.
Okay, so if you work out of your home, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden, but what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located. That way consumers know the area you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions exactly to where you live.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay, absolutely. And then also, Jim, now as far as the business goes, the hours of operation, how do you operate it? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? How does that work for you?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Okay, all right. And then Google, they do allow one primary line of contact for the front page. The number that we've been speaking on, the 815 area code 7420416, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All righty. And then when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
I can accept cash, check, or Venmo at this point.
Cash, check, or Venmo. Okay, perfect. All right. Cash, check, and Venmo accepted. And then also, did you have any other forms of media out there? Like, did you have social media-wise, like Facebook, Instagram, anything that's built?
I do have Facebook. Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Sparkle Home Exterior and Gutter.
What is it now? You said Sparkle Home Interior and Gutter?
Exterior and Gutter, yeah.
Exterior and Gutter, gotcha. And is spelt out, right? It's not just the and sign?
Correct. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. And then also, Jim, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, an email? What's the best way you prefer us to reach you?
Text is really the best.
A text, okay.
And I will respond, yeah. It's just, you know, a lot of times if I'm out washing or I'm up on a ladder, I'm not going to be answering.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Yeah.
Leave me a text and I'll get right back to you. But.
Understood. All right. For sure. We will send you a text message first, and then you get back to us at your best convenience, you know, when it's best convenient for you to do so. And then also, Jim, what I'm doing for you right now is I'm sending you over an email. The email is going to fall into your inbox. It's going to be labeled client support. Now, the client support email is going to give you two forms of contact. You're going to have client support's number that's located at the very top of the email. You'll notice also at the very bottom of the email another number with an extension, which will be mine. Each and every time you try to call one of these numbers, you'll be able to reach a live agent, me being one of them, or if you try to call client support, you'll be able to reach a live agent over there. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I did press the send button right now, and it does show me that the email did send to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do for you, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and start the programming, that would be actually securing the listing. In order to secure the listing at this discounted rate today, Jim, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your business?
Debit.
A debit. Now, does the debit card ring with your name on it?
Right around, yes, James Jupiter.
Okay.
Sparkle. So, and then we'd be looking at about $500, give or take, $498.
Well, if you wanted to pay the 2 months up front, you can, but we would have to do two transactions. I mean, if you wanted to do that, we can, but normally it's month per month pricing. If you wanted to pay $249,
oh, well, that'd
month
be
one,
even better.
And
if
then
you'll let me get away with $249 today, I'm all about that. I'm going to watch another house tomorrow. So no, that'd be awesome.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Jim, that's what I was planning on, doing for you regardless, but some people, they do like to pay 2 months up front. But, now the debit card that you said you're going to be using, you said it reads with James Jupin. Normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Sure. 4634. 1700.
Okay.
0036.
All right.
4080.
And the expiration month here?
Is 9/22.
And the little code that's on the back?
And the code on the back is 708.
Okay, now, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Jim. So what that means is the card is coded out. But before I do code out the first 12 digits, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have
Let me pull it back out just real quick. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so I do have a Visa, since it does start with a 4634-1700. 0036-4080, and then I have
correct.
September of 2022, 708.
Yep. Correct.
Okay, and is that card connected to the 107 Jefferson Street address?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure here. And then what I'm going to be doing right now, Jim, is I'm going to be going over a 90-second voice verification. It goes over the service agreement with Local Splash. Now, if there's a question on here that you don't agree with or you want me to rephrase, just feel free to stop me right then and there. I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way I have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it is pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Sparkle Home Exterior and Gutter, LLC.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
James Jupin, and I'm the owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But Jim, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yeah.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be June 21st, 2022. It's going to be charged in a very discounted, non-refundable amount of just $249. When the second term is completed, the agreement would normally automatically renew the following month on the same day of the 21st, and it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up or change on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Now that's going to be the same as putting it on hold for the season, correct?
Correct. Yes. When you want to put it on hold, just let us know. You got to call client support for that, and I sent you over that email a few minutes ago. Now, when you're ready to go on a seasonal hold, call client support. We'll be able to put it on a seasonal hold for you, and the month-to-month billing would be suspended.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And then what I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the 249 as soon as that does go through. You're going to be getting an invoice sent over to you via email, but while I wait for that to go through, I'm going to be setting you up for a client interview. Now, the client interview will have to take place tomorrow since we are late in the day here. We're not going to be able to take care of it today, but tomorrow I pretty much have all day available for you. Now, I know right now I believe it's around 3. Is it around 3:27 right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So tomorrow I'm looking at the calendar and I can get you in. How does 10 a.m. sound? I do have later if later works for you.
Later might work better. I intend to be at the insurance company tomorrow. I have to talk to my insurance agent.
So if I do have
a little bit later, that would be good.
I have a 3 o'clock for you, and I would also have a 4 o'clock and a 5 o'clock.
Let's make it the 3 o'clock.
All right. Let's go ahead and do 3 o'clock for you. Give me a second here. And then you're also going to be getting another email sent over to you. It's going to be a calendar invite letting you know this is going to be taking place tomorrow. So give me 1 second here, Jim, while I get that sent over to you. And they're going to be giving you a call on the number that we're on, 815-742-0416.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to clarify that. So two more seconds here.
When exactly do I start?
After the client interview takes place. So basically we're going to start getting everything. So you're going to see exposure within the very first month, but to see the program fully pop and to come to full fruition, that's why we ask that you give it a full 2-month time frame. But if you do give it that full 2-month time frame, you're going to be seeing maximum results and you're going to be very happy with the services. I can see this becoming a long-term business relationship.
Right. Okay.
That's what we strive for, of course.
But I mean, you know, you're going to be working towards that as of Thursday.
Say that one more time, please.
You're going to be working on getting me results as of Thursday.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, but we do need to take care of this client interview. That way we gather all the information, we cross the T's and dot the I's. That way we can make sure we're representing you properly and you're getting correct phone calls towards the company and not irrelevant phone calls for services you don't offer.
Sure.
So the client interview is an important process. Okay. But I do have you, I did send you over the calendar invite just right now. I pressed the send button. So you should have received 2 emails from me. You should have received one. Should be an initial. Can you pull up your emails for me while I have you on the line? One should be an initial invoice, and the other one should be, there's another welcome aboard email, excuse me, and then there's another one that I just sent over to you, the counter invite.
All right. Give me just a second here.
Yep.
Yes, so I have Tyler Lavenberg, is that right? Client
That's
support.
Me. That's me. Mm-hmm.
And then I have an invitation. You've been invited to Local Splash.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And then the other one.
See the calendar here.
Correct.
So this,
yes.
Okay. This is Pacific time. So.
Correct. Yes. So that's going to be 1 o'clock our time. It's going to be 3 o'clock your time.
Okay.
Okay. And then also. The invoice, it shows that it is in processing. We are a little bit busy over here, so that should be falling into your inbox here momentarily. But when you receive that, there's going to be a few steps that you need to follow. So just be looking out for the email. When it does fall into your inbox, it should be in the next few minutes here. It just says, when you go into it, about the fifth line from the top down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then basically you follow the steps, you click that link, it will take you to another page. It shows you the services included within the package. At the very bottom, you sign your, it's the signature DocuSign. Once you confirm your signature, it locks you into that discounted rate moving forward month in and month out. And it will also take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. Okay, so try to get that done. Be looking out for that invoice. It's going to be coming over here in the next few minutes. It's still in processing, of course. But I do want to ask here, before my agents give you a call tomorrow at 3, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
I don't believe so. Do I need to RSVP to your invitation here?
Yeah, if you can accept the invitation, that'd be great. And then, like I said, when you do get the invoice, then follow those steps. Like I said, it's very simple. It's only two or three steps that you got to follow. And then also the username and the password, when you get to that page, that will be provided for you tomorrow during the client interview. Okay, and then also, when you disconnect with my client, when you disconnect with my agents tomorrow, you have the option of customizing the username and the password to whatever you want them to be if you choose to do so. Okay.
Okay.
But that's the only requirement that we do have from today, Jim. If you can get that signed before the client interview process, that'd be great. But if you don't have any other questions for me, just wait for that call tomorrow at 3 p.m. and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you. Okay.
All right. That sounds great. I'm counting on you, Tyler. Don't let me down.
We're not going to let you down, Jim. Like I said, you're absolutely going to love the services. If you give it the full 2-month time frame, like I said, we're going to make you very happy with the services. Just wait for that call tomorrow. It's a crucial phone call. That way we can get this thing started as fast as possible.
All right. You got it.
All right. Well, thanks for your
time. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.